Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. That's my favorite blues man. I like that blues. Pretty serious stuff there. Whatever he does is good stuff. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check it out when you get a chance. The blog's there. The newsletter is there. The poll question right there on the homepage. Archives, articles, etc., etc. To your little heart's content, whatever you got on your mind, you got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, we got something that will help you there. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Lois Geller. She's the author of a number of books called, including Customers for Keeps, including Response. I mean, I don't know, you've written what, something under a couple of dozen books that have sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, Lois? What's
I don't think I sold a billion.
Something under a billion, I said.
Yes, definitely.
And give us your website, please.
It's LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
Check it out. And what will they find there when they get there?
We have all kinds of case studies that we've done, and we have some of our websites that are kind of interesting to look at brands that stand out from others. And maybe you can get some ideas about a brand that, you know, your brand and how you could make it stand out just by looking at some of the dry cleaners we have on there and some of the travel companies. And I think people have mostly said that they like to look at the case studies and get ideas.
And of course, if you know, you work with companies all over the country, mm-hmm. and around the world, if you need Lois's help, I'm sure she'd be glad to help you. And maybe it'll turn into business. Hey, Lois, we're talking about not putting all your marketing eggs in one basket. And you were talking to us in the previous segment about Twitter. What are some other baskets we can put our marketing eggs in?
Well, put your marketing eggs, if you only have a few eggs, put them into your brand. Design a brand, create a brand that's really you and stands for all the benefits that you can provide for a client or a prospect. A brand is really an important part, thing that the big companies like Procter & Gamble have known about for years, but small businesses tend to diminish the importance of a brand. And so you have to come up with some kind of a interesting way of looking at your company and become an expert on something that relates to your business. So entrepreneurs are usually looking to garner attention and get new clients. And the only way you can really do that is to become an expert in your field in some way. If you're a personal
finance, and more and more people are looking for expertise more than products these days, because they can get products anywhere. They're looking for expertise to go with that, aren't they?
Exactly. And once you get your brand together and you figure out what your unique selling proposition is, what makes you the best at personal finance?
How do you differentiate yourself from the other guys?
Exactly. And once you do that, you carry that into any of the other areas, whether it's advertising or marketing pieces or anything. But the brand thing is always kind of the last on the bottom of everybody's list. And when people come into our agency, and we recently moved into downtown Hollywood, so small businesses have dropped in because they know we're in the neighborhood, and usually we don't have small businesses as clients. But they come in and they say, this is our budget, X, you know, $10,000.
Right.
We want $9,500 on direct mail because we know you do direct mail, and here's $500 for the brand. I think I would take it and reverse it.
Flip it, yeah.
And have a marketing company or marketing people in your organization work on this, developing this brand, becoming an expert in owning your space in some way. That way, you can also reach out to media outlets with that same brand. You can be interviewed, you know.
But let's talk about what a brand is, Lois, because, you know, for most of your and my lives, most of our lives, brands have been a name, a slogan, a logo, a snappy, fancy commercial, et cetera, something that was always, in my opinion, a little bit manipulative, even though we didn't mind being manipulated. But aren't brands morphing in the 21st century? Aren't brands becoming more about values and less about manipulation? And isn't that a perfect scenario for small business?
Well, I think it's a perfect scenario. And I think the most important thing you just said is that they have to be authentic.
Yeah, that's what values are. Well, you know, your values might be that you're not authentic, but as long as I know that, I can go away from you, right?
Right.
But whatever your values are.
You don't want to do that, though. You don't want to.
No, I agree. But my point is that that's what people are looking for now. They're not looking for your slogan. They're looking for how you behave.
They're looking for how you, and they're looking to trust somebody. You know, we've heard about the Enrons, and banks have gone out, and all of our major institutions have lost our faith. We've lost faith in them. And so we want to find companies that we can trust and believe in and be honest and straightforward. So a brand has to really be what you're all about. If you are Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and you arrive in a Rolls Royce to my office, somehow you've lost credibility.
Even if it's a white one, if it's a pretty white one?
Even if it's a white one, do not come in that.
Okay,
you know?
I'll come in my jalopy. Hey, Lois, give us your website again, please.
It's LoisGellerMarketingGroup.com.
And they can find your books there?
Yes.
And, of course, wherever books are sold, Customers for Keeps, still one of my favorites, Response, the Bible. Lois Geller's book, Response, is the Bible on direct marketing. Lois, thanks for being here. It's always a pleasure. See you next time. We still love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Love
Bye.
Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Lois joined us. 29 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.